The Czech foreign minister and his Vatican counterpart have decided to implement a bilateral work group to help accelerate the ratification of a treaty between the two states. The head of the Czech Bishops' Conference has distanced himself from a statement published on its website regarding the general elections in May, and President Václav Klaus has said that the euro is the cause of the financial crisis in Greece. The Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jan Kohout, met with his Vatican counterpart, Archbishop Dominik Mamberti, on Wednesday. Mr. Kohout visited the Vatican to mark the 20th anniversary of the resumption of diplomatic relations between Prague and the Holy See. Both praised the relations between the two countries and agreed on implementing a work group to accelerate the ratification of a treaty defining the framework of relations between the Czech state and the Roman Catholic and Eastern Catholic churches. The document, which does not cover the restitution of church property seized during the communist era, was agreed in 1999, though Czech MPs refused to ratify it 4 years later. The current head of the Czech Bishops' Conference, Jan Graupner, has distanced himself from a statement published on the conference's website on Tuesday. Jan Graupner, who is to be replaced by Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka on May 1st, said the statement reflected the opinion of the bishop who wrote it rather than the opinion of the Bishops' Conference as a whole. The document published on the conference's website states that Czech voters are likely to focus on the policy programs of some of the smaller parties. It earned harsh criticism from the two main players on the Czech political scene, the Social Democrats and the Civic Democrats. On Wednesday, leader of the Social Democrats Jiří Paroubek said in a letter to the future head of the Bishops' Conference, Dominik Duka, that the conference was influencing the outcome of the general elections to be held in May and was indirectly calling on voters to give preference to smaller parties. In an interview published in Wednesday's edition of the German daily Frankfurter Allgemeine, Czech President Václav Klaus identifies the euro as the main cause of Greece's financial crisis. He says that Greece's budget policy is not to be blamed for the country's problems and adds that the situation could be helped by devaluing the currency by 40%, which is not possible because Greece no longer has an independent currency. Mr. Klaus says that in terms of economic stability and growth, the eurozone collapsed a long time ago, but that he still considers it unlikely that European leaders would drop the euro. And now for a brief look at the weather. The weather over the next few days will be summery, sunny, and warm, with temperatures of up to 25 degrees Celsius during daytime. My name is Sarah Berufka, and this is the end of today's news.